Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show that focuses on people and organizations making a difference in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan. And joining us right now is the Director of Development and External Affairs with Bonton Farms, Ms. Helena Banks. How are you doing, Helena?
I am doing terrific, Chris. It is so great to talk to you today.
Yes, it's a wonderful day, and I enjoyed my visits to Bonton Farms. And I want to say this. We want to share the story of Bonton Farms for those who don't know about the oasis that some people are calling, wow, you got a miniature Sonoma Valley right there in South Dallas and Bonton. You've got to be kidding me. With all the fresh foods and the restaurants, the market, it's just outstanding. The music, the ambiance. I could go on and on and on. So let's tell people all about Bonton Farms. First of all, tell people what it is today and what you guys offer, and then we'll go back to how it got started.
Terrific. So Bonton Farms, it started out as a small lot, a small garden.
A little vacant lot, right?
A little tiny lot off of Bear Street in South Dallas, 75215. And it has grown to two fully functioning farms, a farmer's market, a cafe, and a coffee house. And we continue to grow food and continue to grow hope for the community and the people of the Bonton community. And you got to experience some of that food yourself at our Soul Sign event that we have in the fall and in the spring. And the food, if I could say, just if there's one thing you should know, that we are growing up down here, and it is terrific. It is terrific, terrific food. So you got to come and join us. I think when you were here, you had some shrimp and grits.
Yes.
I think there was some greens involved.
Some steaks.
And
it was everything. Listen, for those that don't know, we're going to start with the food because a lot of people, especially, you know, in the morning, they love to talk culinary and they like to talk about brunch. Or they like to talk about, you know, different things to eat. And then we'll talk about the impact on the lives that you guys have changed. So let's talk about this food first. It's the freshest food in town. People are fascinated with the farmer's market in downtown Dallas. I hate to say this, but Bonton's got it beat.
So we do, because here's the thing. We are one of the largest urban farms in America. In America. So here in Bonton, we have our smaller farm, which it's sitting on about 2 acres here right off of Bear Street in 75215. And just about 15 minutes away is our extension farm, which we were gifted 40 acres. And that is off of, it's off of Ravenview. So still in Dallas proper, but just about 15 minutes away from Bonton. So what we have locally, everything that we can grow here and that we can use, we are doing it. And so one of the things you'll always see is we have a Bonton cookie that is, it is a lavender rosemary sugar cookie with a lemon curd on top of it, a lemon curd icing on top that is to die for. It's a signature Bonton cookie that we have. But that rosemary, the lavender, that's coming from our garden. It is an amazing thing working here at Bonton Farms because I get to see our chefs, our cooks go out to the garden and they'll have a basket and they'll come back and I'll say, what are you picking? And the last time I said, what are you picking? They said, oh, I'm picking Thai basil. So that went from the garden right into somebody's dish that day. Our chef goes and picks the greens. And let me tell you, right now what is growing up at Bonton Farms is squash. We have the most amazing squash. Our pumpkins are huge and beautiful, but we have these incredible squash. They're called flying saucer squash. Now, look, I grew up in South Dallas. I grew up in Dallas, was born and raised. I've never seen flying saucer squash until just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
You have to go way to Whole Foods to get flying saucer squash. But we have them, and they're growing right here in Bonton Farms. So we've got that in addition to, everything we can grow. The other thing we do every day is we milk our goats. Our goats are back there. And so if you come to our coffee shop, you can get one of our signature honey, our honey butter lattes, because we have our apiary out at our extension farm where our bees are growing our honey. And then you can come and get your honey butter latte made with fresh goat milk that our farm manager here is milking our goats every day. And that goat milk is available in our coffee house for you to have in your coffee, but for you to also to drink. And just so you know, you can walk the goats with us. We do goat walks every Saturday.
Is that
for
right?
The community. Yes, you can come out and walk with the goats, and they love for you to come and walk with them.
This is absolutely amazing. We're talking again with Helena Banks. She's with the Bonton Farms, and they are one of the largest urban farms in America, and it's right there in sunny South Dallas. I'm going to continue down that food path just a minute, because you've gotten everybody listening this appetite now. Can you go through the menu just a little bit to give people an idea? Because you never know. People might decide they want to have a little brunch. They might want to go by there for coffee a little bit later today. You just never know.
Well, so first things first, let me tell you where we are. So our market cafe is located at 6907 Bear Street, mm-hmm. Dallas, Texas, 75215. And here's the thing that's important. We're open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 3 every day, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And here's the deal. We serve breakfast the entire time.
There you go.
Okay? The entire time. You can come and get your cornmeal pancakes. You can come and get your French toast. You can come and get your chicken and waffles.
Oh, my.
From 7 until 3 o'clock. Anytime. Now, and if breakfast isn't your thing, just know that if you want to come for lunch, everybody knows it's the green mater sandwich. You want to mm-hmm. come down and get your fried green mater sandwich. But it's fall and it's getting a little chilly, you know, at least for today and tomorrow. We just added to our menu an amazing smoked meatloaf with greens and mashed potatoes.
See there, you mess with people now. Now you're making everybody really, really hungry, because it's just the freshest food and it's absolutely delicious and it's organically grown right there on the property. So you've been talking about the food, and the food is outstanding. When I went there for that event, it was in the evening, and you had a jazz band performing. Is there live music from time to time, or are those special occasions? Because I know sometimes the facilities are rented out for events with partners or people who want to have something different for their organization.
Absolutely. So we do, part of what we do here is we do catering and we do special events. We actually have hosted weddings. We've hosted wedding receptions. Yes, because you have the beautiful farm in the background, the greenery, all of that stuff. And soon, very soon, coming in the near future, you'll be able to have your wedding and events at our extension farm as well, which gives you a lot more space. But what you came to was our Soul Shine event. And our Soul Shine event, the very last one is sold out, and it is happening on tomorrow, on Thursday. So you'll see. Yeah, so this week is the very last Soul Shine for this season, and we will start it back up again in the spring. So the event you came to is an opportunity for our community mm-hmm. and for our food to commune together and to be together over beautiful food, beautiful music, and beautiful people. And so that's what we do during Soul Shine. Soul Shine is an opportunity for us to do what we do best. We break bread together. And you know that when you break bread with somebody, that lives are changed.
Yes.
People are transformed when you break bread with someone. And so that's what we do during Soul Shine. We've got good soul music. We've got good soul food, and we've got good soulful people together. And that time that we can spend, it's after hours, it's after work. We do the food family style.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it comes out on a big tray, and you have to say, can you pass the greens?
There it
can
is.
Can you pass
exactly.
The, can you pass the potato? And we
nice.
Know.
And it's so indoor-outdoor. I love the entire ambiance. And again, the main thing is it's right here in sunny South Dallas, not too far from downtown, which brings us into how did this all happen? Because most people know South Dallas is a neighborhood that has gone through so many different transitions and it's trying to grow. And it's like I said, it's been one of the roughest part of towns for years.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you have a farm. And we're not talking mm-hmm. about, oh, like the farmer's market where you can trade mm-hmm. goods in downtown Dallas. We're talking about vegetables being grown and people who might not have had a job or were incarcerated
exactly.
before mm-hmm. now have jobs. Can you talk about how Bonton Farms was started and how long ago that was? Because this is an amazing story.
So the first thing you have to know is that Bonton Farms is in the Bonton community by invitation only. The fact of the matter is that for the past 200 years, you know, racial injustice and systematic oppression, you know, prevented opportunities from being in Bonton. And
yes.
if you look up the history of this community of South Dallas, right now, Big D reads, we're all reading The Accommodation.
Yes,
and
a
if you
great
read
book.
If you Jim did a terrific job many, many moons ago in this book, and it's being reprinted now. That story is being retold, but the systematic oppression and the results of those resources being diverted and put elsewhere are still being felt today.
Mm-hmm.
The people in this community have experienced higher rates of diabetes, stroke, and cancer, and almost half the population lives in poverty. And this is the thing. We know that people are not the problem. The people and the residents of this community have been denied access. And what we're here, again, to do is to provide those resources and provide that access that will allow people to not just survive, but to thrive. And so one of the things we do here is we work from something called the seven human essentials.
Yes.
And those seven human essentials are what are necessary to serve, not just survive, but to thrive as a human and to be healthy and to be whole. And what we share with people is that you probably have a plant at your house. That you get a plant and your plant, if it shrivels up and dies, you don't say, oh, well, my plant wasn't a good plant. It wasn't a smart plant. It wasn't a great plant. No, what you normally say is, you know, I forgot to water it.
Exactly.
Or I didn't give it any sunshine.
I forgot to take care of it. Yeah,
I forgot to
do those things.
Exactly.
I didn't take care of it the way it should have been
exactly.
taken care of.
I did not give it the resources, the nutrients, the things it needed to survive. That's why my plant didn't thrive. And so what we say is that people need health and wellness. They need economic stability. They need safe and affordable housing. They need
transportation.
They need a sense of belonging.
Education.
That community.
Yeah.
They need education. They need access to fair credit
mm-hmm.
and fair banking products. And that's what we're here to provide. And so I'll tell you, one of our founders and our CEO, all of the five founders and our CEO came together during this time and many, many, many years ago, 12 years ago to be exact, and they saw all of these things happening. What it started out is, well, we just need jobs. Because if we had jobs, we could do X, Y,
mm-hmm.
and Z. And then when they started to say, well, okay, well, we can get the jobs, then people didn't show up for their jobs. And Darren, our CEO, said, well, I can help y'all get a job, but you don't clearly want to work because you don't show up. And then the story started coming out. Well, I can't come to work because I have to go do my dialysis.
Right.
And my dialysis takes 4 hours. And then after that, I'm tired. I can't really do anything. Or I want to come and do work, but, you know, I have gout and I can't get up and my feet hurt. And Darren Babcock, our CEO,
mm-hmm.
started saying, why are my friends sick? Why are they sick? And this is where the garden concept came from, because he realized that there's no fruits or vegetables or access to healthy, non-packaged foods. If you talk to any nutritionist, when they tell you to go grocery shopping, they tell you to, you're supposed to shop around the edges of the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to spend too much time in those middle aisles.
Right.
But if you come to South Dallas, there's no place for you to shop on the
edges. Not a Whole Foods store. There's not a Central Market. In fact, there's more liquor stores and more fast food places than there are wholesome, nutritious food locations.
Exactly. So then let me check. And so then you take it to the next level, because if you, and you drove down here and you drive down here, on your way down here, you don't pass franchised locations, because in order to build a franchise in any place, any big franchise, whether it's a fast food place or a corner store or a gas station, what they ask you to do is they want to prove up that you have a tax base in that area. Well, if the organizations in that town or in that particular community are nonprofits and churches, they're not generating a tax revenue.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, we all need nonprofits and churches in our lives, but we also need businesses that are generating revenue for that community so that they can see their future workforce here. And so that's the other part of what Bonton Farms brings, is the enterprises of our coffee shop, of our cafe, of our marketplace. So there is revenue being generated. And we have the results that show that Bonton Farms puts about $3 million of tax revenue into this community annually. And that is where the difference starts to be made, because now when people come down here, they see tax revenue being generated, they see people working, they see people's outcomes being changed. And now, as a business person, I see my future employee, because they're behind the counter right there. They're serving me my food. They're telling me about these flying saucer squash that I'd never seen or heard about. And the one thing we always say is, no matter what your situation is or where you come from or, you know, where you are in life, this farm here has a place for you. The farm will listen to you. The goats won't talk back. They'll have a listening ear for you every time.
So it's very peaceful. It's very peaceful. And you're in the middle of a city. This is such a phenomenon. I'm talking about, you know, Bonton Farms in particular. We're talking with Helena Banks. And Helena, you mentioned the neighbors. How were you able to get your work staff? Because you were talking about how different people weren't physically able to work there. But then all of a sudden you started getting people and transforming their lives and their families' lives.
Yes. So there's the thing. And as I said before, we are here by invitation only. We are here because the community has embraced us and cares about us. And our success is their success. And so one of the things that we do is that members of the community can come to our market and they get their produce 50% off. So that is the first thing everyone should know, is that, you know, people say, well, what about the community? We are here for the community. They can come and get half off. They come here and get half off.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other thing is to talk about our employment practices. And so there, you talk about transportation issues. Even if you were able to secure a job, let's say you were going to get a job at a grocery store somewhere, you know, down north of downtown, you know, North Dallas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hour and a half bus ride to get.
Yes, and you change
your
buses
supposed to go, and you have to. You're probably going to change buses twice, not just once, but twice.
Yeah,
and so whatever your job is, and, you know, a lot of the jobs are north, and so you're looking at an hour and a half just to get to work. And I want you to think about a family. If you're a single mom or a single dad, and you've got to get your kid off to school, and then you've got to get to work, and say you've got to be at work. If you got to be at work by 8 o'clock, that means you got to leave at 6:30 to get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put in your 8 hours of work, and then you're going to do another hour and a half back on the bus. Well, think about that. You've already done a 12-hour day, and you just went to work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of mental and physical energy that's extended. And so what we do is we have the opportunity here through our enterprises to employ individuals from the community where they can just walk to work.
Mm-hmm.
They can walk to work. They can bike to work. And the thing is, we're kind of doing we have the opportunity to do something that a lot of employers don't necessarily have the opportunity to do, is you can kind of train on the job. You know, I wasn't brought up to know how to work on a farm.
Right.
But you can kind of learn as you go.
Yeah.
If you have the tenacity and you really want to learn, we're here to help you learn. And because we are so invested in those seven human essentials, we understand and approach our employment just as we do those seven human essentials, with a sense of capacity, which is a sense of saying that we put people first here. So we understand that, you know, life happens in this world, and you might not come to us with the best of circumstances, but we're going to help you grow to what is your best and brightest potential. One of the things we say here is we tend to the soil, but we also tend to the soil. So I'm sorry, we tend to the soil, but we also tend to the soul. And so the people who come here know that we're not just a farm. We're here to grow people and to grow that community. So we do. We invest in our community members who can come and just walk across and join us in the front of the house, in the back of the house, on the farm, in the market, mm-hmm. at the coffee shop. We enjoy learning and getting to know our neighbors. It is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street, because the impact that we have on their lives is almost minuscule to the impact that they have on our lives. Because when we share stories, when we do this together, we make transformations. That's
and
how
you know what it
the
is.
Transformations
you
amazing.
Know what it is, Helena? It's Bonton Farms in South Dallas, our family. And I worked at a radio station, and we used to say family for life.
We are family for life now. And Chris, you know, I've told you this before, you are a legend in the Dallas community. And so it is,
oh, I just
you have
been around
no
a
idea.
While.
You have no idea that to have a legend such as yourself come to visit us and to know and to see our work in action, it's truly an honor and a blessing for us to be just having this conversation today, because you're right, this is family. And I love that. I remember you all saying that we are family for life.
Can you talk about maybe an example or two about how someone right there in the neighborhood, one of the neighbors, their lives are impacted by wind up working with Bonton Farms, or somebody's story? Because I'm always impressed with the staff, the different people who work there, and where they came from and how they're so happy to be doing what they're doing. They really, some people just work to get paid. All of your staff really enjoy working and coming to work because they love the opportunity. Can you talk about some of their stories, if you have a story or two?
Sure. So the thing you will quickly learn is that everyone here on the farm has a story.
Yes, yes.
Everyone here has a story. But one of the ones that I, you know, there's lots of people that I love to share, but one of the ones that I can talk about right now is Miss Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Hattie came to us, and she has now retired. So I'm going to skip to the end of the story, because I want to shout now about this. So she is now retired from Bonton Farms because she worked with us at our restaurant. But during her time there, she had a jewelry business, and she also has her nonprofit. And so last month, Miss Hattie was our very first Bonton-trepreneur. And the Bonton Entrepreneurs is a group that we started of people who have their own businesses.
Right.
And they're doing their own, they have their own businesses, and we are working with different partner organizations
mm-hmm.
to have them, you know, put together their business plan, figure out what it looks like to do your costing. What does it mean to, you know, how do I decide what my prices are? How do I decide, how do I market my business? Who do I talk to about this thing? What about my capital? And so the Bonton Entrepreneurs Program, it allows us to support these local entrepreneurs. And Miss
mm-hmm.
Hattie started with us. She invested all of her, a fair amount of her life into supporting her family and friends. And she started here with us at Bonton Farms in our restaurant. She, let me tell you, when she came in, she made sure you were taken care of. If you have ever come to Bonton Farms and a friendly face greeted you at the door and said, "Good morning, baby, come on in. We're going to visit with each other."
Miss Hattie.
That was probably Miss Hattie, because she
yes.
was going to visit with you, give you a great hug,
mm-hmm.
And she was going to make sure that you walked away with a smile. But she is also an entrepreneur,
right.
And her jewelry business Harmony and Company. That's her jewelry business. She does handmade bracelets. She does and she does them all. I mean, if any downtime you see her, she has all of her beads and her bracelets there, and she does those and she sells those. And so the Bond Entrepreneur program is just a little bit of an extension of what of those stories that come from our farm. We have people who have come to us and they started on the farm, mm-hmm. you know, helping us plant seeds, helping us tend and prune and do those sorts of things. People who have moved from the farm into the restaurant, who moved from the restaurant into their next, what we say is whatever their next bright, great step for them is. And so we have lots of
the people next phase in their life, the next chapter.
Yes. Because it might not be, we don't want anybody's journey to stop here at Bonton. If you are destined to go somewhere else, mm-hmm. we want to celebrate you in that. And that's one of those things. Miss Hattie was able to retire and able to go. And now she is doing her business on her own. And she's able to thrive doing that. We also have another woman here who works in here in our preservatory, mm-hmm. and she, Miss Angela. Miss Angela does all of our jams, jellies, and our pickled.
Wait, slow down here. You've got jams and jellies that fresh off the farm as well?
Oh, yes.
See, there and you go again, making everybody hungry, but that's okay.
Yes, but let me tell you this story. So Miss Angela has come to us. She has gotten education and training in her years here at Bonton Farms. She has learned. She's taken lessons from several very famous chefs who have taught her these jams and the jellies.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, she bakes these honey bun cakes and pies. Miss Angela does this now. And I will tell you, if you come and look on the menu, speaking of baking, the thing you'll see with her name on it on the menu is Miss Angela's Biscuits.
Look out.
Miss Angela's Biscuits on the menu. But she does the jams and the jellies as well. And so those jams and jellies, she gets all of the produce, the strawberries, all of this stuff. She's got strawberries. She's got blueberry. She's got peach. I tasted peach this morning. Let me tell you, that's good stuff. But she does all that, and she makes them off from scratch. And then we have volunteers that sometimes that come and help us, and we have our employees come, and we do the preserves, and those things are for sale. We have them at holiday gift baskets, and they're for sale in our market. So there's a story of someone who knows what could have happened, but she found her passion. We know lots of people find their passion in the kitchen. And we've taken that passion and moved it and translated it into something that, again, a business opportunity. It's a way to not just survive but thrive.
I love this.
All her own.
I love this. You've got some business literacy, some financial literacy, but also they're working with like the best foods, fresh from the farm. It's an organic oasis right in the middle of downtown Dallas. Not even downtown. It's South Dallas. It's sunny
South Dallas.
It's Bontown.
It's 7525.
Basically, I was trying to say it's like a mile away from downtown. It's like literally a mile or two away. That's what's so amazing about it. It's not like you're way far out, maybe, you know, up there. And as a matter of fact, that leads to the next story. I was talking to one of the founders of Bonton Farms, and he mm-hmm. was telling me he was from Plano, and then he had an idea. Can you tell his story?
Yes. So that is Darren Babcock, our CEO. Mm-hmm. And what happened was he actually is from Frisco.
That's right, Frisco.
Yeah, from Frisco. And this is he was the one he had started. He was doing some Bible studies here in South Dallas with some of his church friends. And essentially what happened was he will tell you that he started to see some things that he couldn't unsee. And we talk about two things here. We talk about radical change and radical shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to really do this transformational and not just transactional work, you can't just visit a problem.
Right. Transactional relationships are not authentic.
Not at all. And you know who can spot an inauthentic person from a mile away? People who've been through some things.
Exactly.
If you've been through some things.
Oh, yeah, you can tell the difference. That's called not just street knowledge, but that's been there, done that. That's wisdom.
Been there, and I can see it. I can see that coming from a mile away. And so if you're not authentic, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you just visit a problem, you can't create that transformational change. And so Darren's story is that he kept seeing things he couldn't unsee. And so he had to have a radical change in his life. And the way he tells it, he says that the Lord called him to sell his home in Frisco and move to Bonton. Now, let me be clear with you. This is a white man
moving
to very black Bonton.
Yes, this is going from Frisco to the hood. This is going from Frisco to the hood. This is
all the way.
We're talking about a dramatic shift, not just kind of sort of. This is dramatic.
Radical. You have to have a radical shift so that you can have radical change.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he had to do. And he picked up his family and moved here to Bonton. And that's where our original garden is. That's where that first plot is. It's at his house.
That's where the restaurant is, too.
Well, that it's down the street.
Oh,
from
okay.
There.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So his original house is where our first tiny little plot is. But now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just down the way is where the original farm was, where they started, where the founders started with the Bonton hunt. Do you know the story of the Bonton hunting?
Oh, please tell me.
Okay, so, and I'm gonna do this thing because I have to say, I want to say their names.
Take your time.
These are the very six special individuals that really stood up and were able to provide a backbone to support for Darren. So these founding members, this is Clifton Reese, Darius Lee, Jerry, Willie Charles, Gary Pye, and Roderick. These are the people who... They originally started with the Bonton apiary. It's an apiary. It's where the bees live.
Mm-hmm.
And they started with Bonton honey. And the story is that after they you know, cared for these bees, and there's pictures of Clifton in his beekeeper outfit, and they got their first harvest of honey, and they had sold the honey. They did what they needed to do to sell the honey.
Out of the trunk of the car. I already know.
Yeah. And what happened was...
That's some of the best honey, by the way.
Yeah, and we still have the Bonton honey. And what happened is they sold the honey, and the profits that they got back, they each had a decision to make. They could take all the profits, you know, divide the profits equally amongst themselves and walk away, and the business would be done. Or they could decide to invest back into the business. And those guys all got together, and they said, even though that was a lot of money that they could have just walked away with and not seen or heard, you know, been seen or heard from again, but they decided not to. What they did was that they decided to take half, and then they put the rest of it back into this business. And that is the reason why Bonton Farms is here today, because those people at that time, they saw a bigger future for Bonton, the community. and they saw that being able to be enacted through Bonton Farms. So they took that investment and invested back into the community. And that's all we ask anybody to do any day.
Yeah.
It's just invest back into your
community. That's some business literacy, and it's also more than transactional because that's where you live, that's where you're from, that's who you know.
Exactly. And you know what? We do this all better together.
Yes.
It all works out better.
It all
together.
Works out. Exactly. And can you get back to Darren's story just a little bit more? So you were talking about he started that. He had that. There were things he could not unsee. And so he moved his family down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened next? Besides the fact that he made those connections right there. Because I had a nice conversation with him myself that night at the.
Good. Yeah, and so Darren continues to be our visionary for us, and he continues to help kind of lead that path for who Bonton Farms is, and also keeps us centered as to where we came from when we're working through where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So Darren was able to, he was able to kind of start the conversations around, well, what's next? Well, what do you need? Well, I have these connections. Well, let me bring in this partnership and we can talk about that. Because from the farm, okay, well, how did you get to the market? How did you get to, because, well, they needed these jobs. And it was only through personal connections and personal relationships that he was able to just keep this vision going forward. That's the only way it worked. Again, better together. He was able to share
better
the
together.
Message. People were able to get it and get on board. Again, just as an investor in this mission and in this hope. We have a T-shirt that says Hope Dealers because that's what we're doing. And basically, when you invest in Bonton Farms and invest in what it is that we're doing, you're investing in hope for a better tomorrow. And I can tell you now what we're working towards is codifying what this model looks like in the community. And Darren is committed to walking with and in this community and continuing this journey, because what is next? So for him, he wants to finish out these seven human essentials. So right now we've got the business enterprises that are going. We have the food that is actually being produced here and being served to our community. So our next steps and Darren's vision for us is our new health and wellness center that will be coming on board. We hope to break ground for that in 2023. The next part is a financial resource center that we're working with 9 banking partners. Darren has spearheaded a team of people who've given us 9 banking partners, 9 banks in one room that are producing financial products that are specifically for our community. Because I'll tell you, if you walk into most bank products are for people with money. If you walk into a bank without any money, they can't do nothing for you, right?
Right, exactly.
But if you walk in with plenty of money,
let's do some things.
What do you want to do, right? So, but we all know, again, because we put people first, it's not a matter of, well, I have this and, well, what can I do with it? It's financial literacy. It's knowing budgeting. But it's also creating systematic change because the banking products were made for people with money. Well, people with steady money, with a steady job that, gets direct deposited every month or whatever the situation is. Well, what if you work in the gig economy? Or what if you're not paid?
Exactly.
What if you're paid daily?
Exactly.
What banking products are there for us? So we're working, and we have fantastic banking partners that have agreed to come along with us on this journey to create these products that are for our community, for the people that we serve. And then in addition to that, we are also working on just some additional workforce training and partnerships that we hope to bring directly into Bonton so that the transportation is the issue or getting there, the timing or none of that stuff is the issue. We hope to bring that here. So Darren is our visionary, and he continues to be our visionary. And then in addition to that, we have a new president, Gabe Madison.
Yes, Gabe, she's amazing.
Yes, she is here. She's my partner in crime. She is here to help us execute kind of some of the on-the-ground, boots-on-the-ground things that we do in our daily operations here. You know, she has a terrific story that I hope you'll get to hear someday.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have her on the show maybe by the end of the year.
Yes, that would be terrific. Her story and the journey, her journey and the hurdles that she's overcome in life to come to Bonton Farms has been really, really amazing. She, what she likes to say is she left the golden handcuffs of corporate America to come and come join the war down here in the nonprofit organization world.
You know what's so wild? There's so many people who are more fulfilled with doing, you know, I call this work. It's not really work. It's like a career, having a career shift of giving mm-hmm. back and actually doing something that means something to other people's lives, as opposed to cookie cutter work in the corporate world.
Yeah.
I find that always fascinating.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that if the COVID taught us anything, it's that your priorities
yeah.
have to be very clear in life. And I mean, I'm sure you, like many other people, I lost people during the COVID mm-hmm. that were in the prime of their life
yeah.
and thought they had many years. And so you ask yourself, you wake up every day and say, well, why am I doing this? And I can tell you from a very personal experience of being here at Bonton Farms that when I come here every day, I know that I'm making a difference. I can see the difference
yes.
that I'm making day to day, month to month. And I always tell people, I say, I feel like Belle from the beginning of Beauty and the Beast when I show up down here, because as I'm walking from the parking lot to over here to our restaurant, to our coffee house, get my coffee in the morning, I just say, good morning, how are you? Good to see you. How's your kids? Oh, where's your mom? Oh, so good to see you. It just feels, because that's what community feels like. And I can tell you that I know so many people that, you know, working, getting up every day, you know, doing what you're supposed to do because you have family to feed you, that's one way to live, and that is an admirable way. But when you feel fulfilled and are actually nourished
mm-hmm.
in what you do every day, you go home and you're not exhausted. You feel energized. And don't get me wrong, we have tough days. We have tough days like everyone else. But there's something about me right now being able to walk outside of my office and look out on this quarter acre of a farm and seeing people working who
yeah.
might not have had another chance.
Exactly. And they absolutely enjoy and love what they do. Now, you mentioned people working. So I also had a chance when I went down there with the Dallas Mavericks to go to the 40 acres. And
mm-hmm.
the first thing I was looking for was the mule. Oh, I said it. Just kidding. I said, okay, you got the 40 acres. Where's the mule? No, I'm kidding. But that was also very, very impressive about all the different things out there and the growth. Now, tell me about, you said that was gifted. Tell me about how that has impacted the entire Bonton Farms ideal and how it's not only provided more opportunities for those who need an opportunity, but maybe secure more partnership opportunities and grow the thing for even more people.
Exactly. So our extension farm, like you said, it is 40 acres. There's no mules, but I will say there are two miniature donkeys.
I saw
their
them.
Way there at the end of the month.
I saw them, and I saw a couple of pigs too. I have never seen long-haired pigs. I've seen boars. I've seen regular old pigs. Those pigs had long curly hair. I didn't know what they were.
So I call those pigs have 4B hair, because if you're like me and you in the natural hair community, everyone with natural hair knows that those pigs have 4A, 4B hair.
Look out.
They have curly hair like me.
Yeah.
But what they is, so the extension farm gives us the opportunity to use a very technical term, embiggen what it is that we do. So here at on Bear Street at the Bear Farm, we have like one flock of chickens and we have one set of goats here. But at the extension farm, we have way more room. And so there we're able to have additional flocks of chickens and additional goats. And so with more chickens, we have more neighborhood eggs. And so if you've not had our neighborhood eggs, you've got to have some of those. They are the best eggs. They look like Easter eggs every week because they come in all different colors. But because we have more chickens, we have more neighborhood eggs that we're able to provide. And some people somewhere are having an egg shortage. We're not, because we have the chickens. They're all right here.
Exactly. Exactly.
the other part of that is that with us being able to have the additional space, it allows us to create additional jobs. Mm-hmm. Because with that 40 acres, it requires additional people, additional manpower to get those things done. Because actually, up until this past summer, just a couple months ago, we had to hand water the 40 acre the spaces that were planted, because the city hadn't run water out there yet, and we just got the water run out there, and so now we're installing irrigation, so we don't have to hand water. But up until this summer, we were hand watering all 40 of those acres. So that's a job within itself.
Wow.
Yeah.
with the hoses or big buckets? How are you doing that?
With hoses and I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some strategery that happens. You don't just plant it all over. You keep things in specific areas. But it was a hand watering job. It wasn't like you go outside and you just flip the sprinklers on at your house, you know, put it on a schedule and keep going. Mm-hmm. We're a small local farm, and so we had to we utilized the resources that we have in our farm staff, but we also, as you know, we utilize the great work of volunteer groups that come out to support us and are able to, you know, use that manpower to help us do those types of jobs. And we have volunteers out every single day helping us and working alongside, again, because you can't visit a problem. So we have people who come and visit, who come and work with us alongside every day to help us get those things done. And then additionally, having the 40 acres allows us to do some fruit and nut trees that don't necessarily, we don't have the space to do here at Bear Street. So we can do some, we have persimmons growing. And I didn't realize it, but in South Dallas, apparently people used to grow persimmons all the time.
Is that right?
I had no idea.
And now we know, right? Back to the origin, full circle again, right?
Yes. And so, you know, just us being able to have the additional space allows us to fruit. Nut trees are one of those things that, because of that, that gives us more produce and more products that we can utilize in our kitchen and in our marketplace, which allows us to support our work. It allows us to create more jobs. Mm-hmm. It allows us to produce more revenue to be self-sustainable, because the fact is that the revenue that we create through these enterprises, through all of our coffee shop and our restaurant, they not only support the jobs, but they keep the community, they keep the money within this community,
exactly,
which raises the level of economic activity, which goes back to what I was saying, which puts a tax base in this community, which lifts the entire community up.
Exactly. It lifts the entire community, the entire neighborhood, that particular part, mm-hmm, of the town. In other words, that particular part of town becomes self, it takes care of itself. It's not something,
it,
we've got to take care of that. No, it's a problem over there.
Because it's not what people want. People
right.
want to be self-sufficient.
Yes, exactly. Now, I got to bring this up, and I'm not going to name any names, but I want to tell you that I was also very impressed when I was out there, you know, last month, and you were walking with some very important people. I'm not going to say their names. You remember this. So you're walking down the sidewalk. It's a beautiful day. And you were with some very important people. And you told me later, this was a global corporation that had some interest and some ideas of working with Bonton Farms. Can you share a little bit? Because I know you're not close to being done with it, but I was impressed that they found you.
Yes. So
you can talk in code a little bit.
Yes, you're right. We will not name any names because I can tell you from the follow up from that meeting that you saw that things are moving along swimmingly with those nice people. But yes, so
it's just an example.
Yes, it is an example of what happens when you create transformational change and not transactional change, because the word gets out. And mm-hmm. what has happened is this particular global corporation is very interested in learning about Bonton Farms and how they can support us in ending food deserts in the United States.
That is so awesome.
And more importantly, they want us to be able to do it to where we ensure that there is maximum impact. That we are we're not just band-aiding a problem,
right?
But that we are specifically working towards ending food deserts in the United States using Bonton Farms and the Bonton community as a model. And so we have a food desert plan, and our plan involves utilizing the innovations that were made during the COVID. So during COVID, everyone all of a sudden started getting their food delivered to their home.
Right. It became everything Uber Eats or, you know, DoorDash or just things delivered. It was
and
part of the gig economy. Right. All the groceries
started showing up at your door.
And all the grocery stores are doing it too. Yeah,
exactly. And so there are grocery stores who have put their distribution centers for their home delivery in South Dallas, but don't necessarily deliver to South Dallas or have not necessarily thought through the SNAP benefits and things like that of how that works. So without giving it all away, essentially what we are working to do is to create a plan that will allow us to leverage our corporate partnerships, that are our corporate grocery stores and our corporate partners that can walk alongside with our community and our community partnerships in our churches and in our rec centers, so that our senior citizens, so that our busy moms and dads, so that our kids can have access to fresh fruits and vegetables delivered to their door, just like it is to yours or mine. And being able to do that in a way that is not just cost efficient, but time efficient. Because right now, when you live in a food desert and you have an hour and a half to and from the grocery store, and then you can only bring back what you can carry. I don't know about you, but like I have a big box store membership. And when I go to that big box store, I go and I get enough toilet paper to last me for 6 months.
Well, right? That's what a lot of people do. Yeah, they load up the car. They load up the SUV.
You load it up full of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want you to imagine what your life would be if you could only get from your grocery store what you could carry in your hands.
Yeah.
And that would make you make some decisions every single day. But think about what that change would look like if your stuff just showed up at your door.
Exactly. It's called the way the world is evolving, and major global corporations realize, okay, there is some benefits to this for everybody. And I'm praying on this connection for you guys, because I think it's so huge of an opportunity. And again, these things don't happen overnight. Sometimes they take a couple of years, or sometimes it takes a couple of months. But I think in the end, everybody wins.
Everybody wins, because just like you said, it's the way the world is going. And we just want to make sure that the people in the community of Bonton and all of the other communities around the nation are not left behind in that, because that would be us repeating our history. And we don't want that to happen.
Exactly. She is the director of developmental and external affairs, Helena Banks with Bonton Farms. Is there some way anybody wanted to contact Bonton Farms other than just putting in the GPS and going down there? If they wanted to partner with you, be a volunteer, can you share the website?
Sure. Everyone can visit us at bontonfarms.org. So that's bontonfarms.org. But you can also visit us at the Galleria during the month of October.
Nice.
We are the community partner during this month. And so we are directly across from Sephora and the ice skating ring and Louis Vuitton. Everyone knows
excellent.
Exactly where that is.
Spreading that footprint, yes. Very good. Helena, thank you so much for joining us.
Chris, it has been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's that time of the year. In fact, coming up next week, we've got the Diwali Festival of Lights. And joining us right now is Dr. Jamin Brombot. How you doing, Dr. B?
I'm doing very well, Chris. Happy Diwali.
Oh, man, Diwali, I can't wait. In fact, I'm going to definitely come by again. I totally enjoyed the festivities. For those who don't know, it's the Festival of Lights, and you got to talk about what it means for BAPS and the temple right there off of 114 in Irving, Texas.
Yeah, I think Diwali, the cool thing is I can wish you Diwali right now if I want to, because Diwali is actually a multi-day festival. Events actually start several days, sometimes even a few weeks before the actual
right.
the celebration. Well, the cool thing is here in Dallas, we've been having this celebration for years. And this year, before I forget, we want to invite everyone to come and join us on October 26th. It's really cool. It's hard to kind of discuss in words. Even if you see pictures, you don't really get the full grasp of like how amazing Diwali is. The best way for me to describe Diwali is it's joy, It's yes. a very joyous occasion, full of color, full of laughs, full of smiles, full of like seeing people that you may have not have seen in a while and engaging in conversation. And then, of course, eating. There's a lot of great food that's made right before Diwali or even during the grand festivities in Diwali. So please definitely come on by. Here in Dallas, we have what's something called an anakut, which is a big mountain of food that we actually display. Volunteers stay up all night, wake up early, and actually put together and make over 1,000+ different vegetarian dishes that will be on display. And the cool thing is you can actually eat some of it afterwards. So it's pretty cool. It's joyous. It's colorful. It's awesome. Everyone is welcome to join us on that day, and we look forward to meeting you.
You know, the Baps Indian Temple is such an amazing place anyway. And when I first went to Diwali, I saw the food. My friend Babish Patel took me to the temple, and he said, you've got to see the food first. So I took my shoes off. We went inside, and my jaw dropped. Can you talk again about how the people get together and bring all this amazing food, the desserts? It was just like, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah, as a physician, I'm supposed to promote health and wellness and say you should restrict your sugar intake. But for Diwali, everyone has a free pass. You might as well. You should definitely enjoy it. But there is a significance to it. It's not just there for display.
Exactly.
And, you know, to show people. It really is a sign of gratitude. So Diwali, as I mentioned, is a multi-day festival. Every day that it's celebrated has a significance. The anakut is actually a day that we offer this food as a way of showing our gratitude and appreciation for what the higher spirit, God, has done for us. And we kind of start off with that so that hopefully for the rest of the year, until the next Diwali, that you know, we have good blessings, not just for us, but all of our friends and family that come there. It's pretty cool. I think the coolest part is, though, the volunteers that put together the event, not just the individuals that cook and make these things. Dude, this is like months. It's like a labor of love. There's months and months of work put in by the volunteers of the APS here in Dallas that they spend endless amounts of time. Some of these individuals are professionals and surgeons like myself. There's individuals that are that have stores that work 12 hours a day. They come in at night or first thing in the morning to really put this together. And it's not something we're putting together for us. It's for you, our community. We want to highlight our culture and our traditions. And we want to welcome you into our family, if not just for this day, but for other events that may happen throughout the year.
Can you talk about BAPS and how it's such a big part of the Indian community and the fact that it's all about service? Because I was so impressed about the giving and the service. I've actually been on a couple of occasions where you guys were rewarding several nonprofits. And I just think it's such an outstanding thing to do because a lot of people have no idea.
So we have a philanthropic arm, the APS Charities, and the APS Charities is a nonprofit in and of itself. But our whole goal in the nonprofit is a spirit of service and kind of spread the joy that comes with giving back. And if that means giving back to an individual that may have lost a home and they need some help, or individuals across the country that may need blood, and through our blood drives done locally, being able to help someone across another state or across another border. You know, it's pretty amazing. But not only that, I think what's really cool is we also look at, you know, what are the big diseases that may affect the South Asian population? If you take, for example, breast cancer, you know, this year, again, we did the Inda Joy Brothers breast cancer walk in partnership with Susan G. Komen. You know, we had over 73 centers and thousands of people walk across the country in their little cities or their communities, and we were able to raise $75,000 and support a research being done on breast cancer. And this is not just going to help South Asians. This is going to help all individuals. And this is our second year doing this. We hope to continue doing this. So it's little things. It's everything from a blood drive to health awareness lectures that happen at the BAPS Mandir on a quarterly basis. It's these walks. It's food drives. There's so many different things that we do for the benefit of not just ourselves, but for others. And a lot of that inspiration, honestly, Chris, comes from our spiritual advisor, Pramukh Swami Maharaj. So Pramukh Swami Maharaj we're actually celebrating his 100th birth anniversary this year.
Nice.
I don't know if you or anyone in the audience got a chance to come to our celebration. We actually had it last weekend, where we had over 5,000 individuals from the community join us in celebration of his 100th birth anniversary. And he's the one that really drove that message of joy. So something he commonly said to all of us, whether it's individual basis or when he was speaking in public, was in the joy of others' lives our own. And that is the spirit that BATS Charities and BATS volunteers kind of have continued to live by, is that joy that we get in welcome you there for Diwali and giving you some sweet treats, or the joy that we get in knowing that we've helped someone that we may never meet, but we've been able to help them by just taking a few steps in like a walk.
Dr. B, you're breaking this down so well. Now, I know you're a doctor, and you mentioned you're a surgeon. What kind of doctor are you? Because you should be a spokesperson. You're really good.
Well, I've done this a few times. I'm actually a urologist. I call myself a human plumber. but it's you know, for me, to be 100% honest with you, the way I've actually learned to speak the way I have when it comes to the organizational techniques, you know, I still remember the day that, you know, I was kind of lost in what I wanted to do with my career profession. I actually met Pramod Sai Maharaj, and I asked him, I said, Pramod Sai Maharaj, this is what I want to do, et cetera. He asked me questions that no mentor of mine has ever asked me,
mm-hmm.
and I answered them honestly, and he kind of said, okay, stick to this path, go move forward. And then when it came down to actually doing a fellowship, like an extra year of training, like, dude, I'm at the age of 30 now, where I've done 13 years of training, and should I do another year? And he guided me and said, you know what, you should, because you'll see that education is so important. So it's the little things that he did for me and the little advice that he gave me that have made me the success that I am today. And it's so cool to see that thousands of individuals that he's been able to just mentor. He spoke very few words, Chris, to be mm-hmm. honest with you, very few words. But the words he spoke were very impactful. And so I appreciate him, and I'm glad, you know, we're able to celebrate his 100th anniversary this year. And I'm glad that the little things that we're doing, not just in Dallas, but across the country, we've been able to kind of, show our appreciation for him, but also show the community how awesome it is to just give back.
Did he give you a bracelet?
He did.
I got a bracelet last year, too, not from him, but from one of the Swamis. I wore that bracelet for like 7 months, all the way till the Mavericks went to the playoffs.
Yeah, so that bracelet is called a Nara Chedi.
Yes.
It's kind of, there's multiple significance of it, but the way I describe it, it's kind of like it bonds the two of us. And it bonds the two of us in a very positive kind of like bubble. And it's weird, like, you know, I'm a surgeon, so I have to kind of take the bracelet off. But every opportunity I get, I try to get another one.
So the doctor's
like, yo, we just tied one. Where did it go? I'm like, yo, I got to take it off when I'm operating. But you know what's really cool? You mentioned like the bracelet, like, one thing I remember about Pramod Sai Maharaj is when I was younger, he would, you know, he always gave out like fruits and candy, and I would always ask for something else. And so he'd give me an orange, I'd ask for an apple. He'd do an apple, ask for an orange. So he always knew, he always had something else on standby to give me it's been pretty cool to kind of know him and kind of celebrate this year, man. So, and it's cool that in Dallas, it's like, it's so close to be able to engage in some of the activities that are happening there, man. So,
well, you know what? We're going to have you on the show again this spring when there's another walk. And again, thank you for joining us. And we're going to tell everybody to make their way over to Irving for the Diwali Festival of Lights. Thank you so much, Dr. B.
Yeah. Come on by. Thank you, guys.
I'm Chris Arnlove, 105.3 The Fan, thanking all of you for joining us today. Tune in next week as we focus on other organizations doing great things in our community right here on Better Living.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.